Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, May 10th. The grains closed mixed with July corn down 0.75 cents, closing at 4.02. July beans up 5.5 cents, closing at 10.21 1/4. July wheat down 4 cents, closing at 5.06 1/2. Well, the reports came out today, literally shockingly bullish for the corn and bullish on the beans. Yet the corn closed lower in July, steady on December. The beans closed up a nickel, but we closed 12 cents off the highs. We actually traded lower a couple of times after the report. The corn number, let's start with that. The carryout is estimated for old crop at 21.82, which is unchanged from last month. The beans, 5.30, down 20 million. The wheat up 6 million from last month. New crop corn, 1.682. That's about 500 million under where we are right now. So that's a very bullish number. The beans, 4.15. We're currently at 5.30, so 115 million under that. When you look at the world corn carryouts for 18-19, they've got the corn, you would have thought it was a misprint, 159.2. The average guess was 182. That's 23 million metric tons under by cutting the Chinese carryouts. So all in all, you know, a very bullish report with a bad close. The wheat production number came in at 18.21. The average range was 17.57. So that was bearish, about 65 million above the average guess. The Brazilian and Argentina numbers pretty much as expected. No great shakes there. But I think the trade will be talking about the poor reaction to tonight's reports, particularly in the corn market. At one point, we had a key reversal in December corn. We couldn't quite close there. We would have had a close at 4.18. which we traded at after the report, but couldn't quite close there. We closed at 419.5. But again, considering how bullish this report was, I think it's a pretty lousy close. We talked about it, you know, for the last several days, and I think this morning, that I thought the pros would be willing to sell a knee-jerk higher reaction to the report, and I think that's what we saw here. Now you got the funds long corn, you got the funds long beans. We better get some hot, dry weather in the Midwest in order to push this thing higher. If we get some rains out here and get the rest of the corn and the beans in the ground, which I believe we're gonna, maybe a possible exception there would be the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota, maybe a little bit in northern Iowa. I don't think it's as bad as everybody thinks it's going to be. We've had some pretty good planting weather. Even yesterday, these big showers that we were talking about, we had 5 minutes of rain in the morning and then 10 minutes of rain at night, and that was it. So I don't think we really slowed things down too much out here. And I believe that we're going to get all the grain in the ground. And then it's a matter of, if we've got good weather, we're going lower. If we've got hot and dry, we're going higher. It's just that simple. I don't think the acreage numbers are going to get any smaller than what the government gave us. So I'd expect to see a bearish report in June. In the meantime, if you're not protecting the downside out here, you're hoping and praying for hot, dry weather. That hasn't worked the last 2 years, really the last 3 years. So, you know, I don't think the American farmer can afford to have another poor year out here. So I hope you do some marketing, spend some money on these puts, protect the downside, and let's hope that we do see something friendly out here. But if you've got the crops in the ground, in my opinion, you need to be owning puts to protect the downside. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.